I'm standing at the site of the old Lassiter Mill in Raleigh off of Lassiter Mill Road between North Hills and Glenwood Avenue. Mary Lassiter used to run a store here when I was a boy back in the late 60s, early 1970s. This site was originally known as the Great Falls of Crabtree. It's one of the oldest mill sites in Wake County. The first mill constructed here was by a John Giles Thomas before 1764. But Isaac Hunter himself, of Isaac Hunter's Tavern fame, was among the numerous owners of this site, where successive mills were destroyed by fire, one in 1804 and another in the late 19th century. In 1908, Cornelius Jesse Lassiter purchased this land and built a grist mill here, using two 40-horse turbine wheels to generate power. Lassiter ground wheat and corn and later ran a lumber mill and a cotton gin. The site also became a popular summer retreat as picnic and swimming area for residents of Raleigh. It remained in operation for 50 years until it burned in 1958. The millstone right where I'm standing was one of several that were used in the operation of the mill. My father, John Norcus, was a volunteer fireman, and he attended the fire in 1958.
The night of the fire, six folks fired up and got called up. And we only had two fire engines and a water tank. And the fire engine, the white one, we call it the number one, had a pump on the front that was detachable in case you couldn't get down to the water. And that's what saved the area from forest fire. And the bridge from burning up. We ran out of water, and the suction hose wasn't big enough to get down to the creek. Mm. So Peter John Harris and John Lilliquist picked it up and carried it down to the side of the creek and started it up. It had a gasoline engine, started it up, and that's what put the fire out. What we found out was that when they make cornmeal, they take the kernels off they dry them and then they shake them off.
The husk.
And then they throw the husk. Well, that was like tinder. nothing could have been easier to burn. And hot, God, it was hot. So what we did, we got the water pump and we put it on the outside of the building. And to reduce the heat, and we finally got it out. In the meantime, the tar on the bridge was blistering, and so they condemned the bridge. That was the bridge at Old Lassiter Mill Road. It's still there. It goes through the housing development now.
Well, I saw when you were talking about the truss bridge where you used to jump off the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gone. All they got now is a little piece of
it. Because it was dangerous. The metal had probably got fatigued from the heat. So that's all it was. Nobody got hurt. John Lilliquist and Peter John Harris, the two strong guys, they picked that thing up. Must weigh about 500 pounds.
Oh my God. Yeah,
as a boy during the 1960s and early 1970, my brothers and I used to come to Lassiter Mill to fish and to swim. The bridge here, it was 110 feet long, 15 feet wide by 20 feet tall. A steel truss bridge. It was replacing an earlier wooden bridge. Originally, that bridge had spanned the Neuse River north of Raleigh, but then the bridge was relocated to the mill site in the 1920s to span Crabtree Creek. It was condemned and demolished in 1984, and all that remains is one truss sticking up out of the ground as a reminder of where the bridge was located.